So what the actual sexual definition of those boundaries are is up to the couple, right? Up to the people. But the idea of exclusivity in a relationship is, from our point of view, fundamentally deadly, because it shuts you down rather than growing you out.
How about permanent exclusivity?
Sure. I mean, yes,
I
permanent.
I think we're going way off topic here.
We are.
Yeah. Okay. The notion,
surprise, surprise.
The notion that everybody in the country, let's just say, or everybody on the continent, is going to have the same kind of relationship, like that every person is going to be in an exclusive pair bond or in a monogamous couple all the time, just does not make any sense, right? So then, okay, so now we've got couples and we've got singles. Well, I guess that's better than just couples, but that also makes no sense. Like, there's really an infinite number of possibilities for what relationships could look like, right? I mean, we could get really creative with that in really beautiful ways. And one of those may be a monogamous relationship, and that's fantastic, you know, mutually agreed upon, right? And one of those may be single, and that could be fantastic. And for most of us, it will probably change throughout our lives. For some people, it may be the same their whole lives, and that's great. But to put this pressure on ourselves that we are supposed to be this one way, just to me makes no... We were supposed to be one way our whole lives makes no sense. And I think the data on divorce rates will bear that out. So the trick then is to find somebody who is willing to really engage in this conversation of what do I want in this relationship and what are the patterns of our relationship and, you know, how what are our ground rules going to be, because nobody else can decide those ground rules for us. And, well, that can be an exciting conversation and, of course, a challenging one. It is challenging. It takes really mature people willing to grow on an ongoing basis to go there. And I will say that I do believe there are times in life where being single and being monogamous may be very important and very valuable. And one of those will probably be when you have small children. Not for everybody, but I just wanted to say that. I think that's worth saying.
I think so.